producers are great musicians. I want to say a word about this young lady right here. You may or may not know that Ollie Munzing is one of the great organizers, not only in Windham County, not only in southern Vermont, but throughout the state of Vermont. Despite the fact, all of you know that we have a major energy crisis in this country. We're thinking of putting her on a treadmill, and we think that will clearly lead us to sustainable energy. But Ollie has done a wonderful, wonderful job. Ollie, thank you. I don't know about anybody else here tonight, but for me, Pete Seeger has been a powerful inspiration for decades. And he is clearly not only an extraordinary musician, but he is an extraordinary human being who has dedicated his life to all of the visions and all of the goals that most of us share. When workers needed help and need help, Pete Seeger was there. As we strive to put an end to war and create a peaceful international community, Pete Seeger has been there. Long before others understood the crises facing our environment, Pete Seeger was there. When there were attacks on civil liberties during the McCarthy period, Pete was not only a victim of those attacks, but he has stood up for our constitutional rights. And if I may be a little bit political, Pete survived the McCarthy period, he's going to survive the Bush period, and we are going to move to new directions. Further ado, let us welcome to the state of Vermont three great musicians, Guy Davis, Tao Rodriguez Seeger, and last but not least, one of the great entertainers of our time, Pete Seeger. Thank you very much.
Let them Rocking Taylor higher in ground. And in jest she wore a letter on her shoulder, piece of paper in her hand. She goes a marching to the captain, says I want my man.
Oh, it's a midnight special.
Let's hear it.
Shine the light on me. Let's have a midnight special. Shine the ever loving light on me.
Oh, Hughie looked better. He was a mighty fine man. He taught us this song and to the whole wide land. But now he's done with all his grieving, whooping, hollering, and crying. Now he's done with all his studying about his great long time.
Oh, let the midnight special shine the light on me. Oh, let the midnight special shine the ever-loving light on me. Oh, let the midnight special shine the light on me.
Well, here we are, Tile, Pete, and myself. My name is Guy Davis, and boy, oh boy, I'm having a ball on this tour. Very glad to be here. Thanks for supporting the show we have to have here. I'm going to start out with a song called Shortening Bread. Now, this is not your mama's shortening bread. This is the newfangled one. This probably goes back to slave times. Now, despite the fact that you see a black man before you holding a banjo, let's not go jumping to conclusions. My dad first bought me a banjo in 1960. That's precisely the time when a black man in America did not need a banjo. As you know, the Supreme Court of the land had declared segregation in public schools unconstitutional, therefore illegal, for some 6 years at that point. So the world was trying to look ahead forward in a progressive way toward guitars. I'm sure my dad would love to have gotten me a guitar, but I wanted my angel. He must have taken everything in him to walk into that store and say, my son wants a Now when I say I do love, you say shortening bread. When I say mama love, you say shortening bread. When I say papa love, you say
shortening bread.
Okay, let's have some fun. When the baby sick in bed heard the talk about shortening bread, they jumped up well, danced and sang, clapped on, cut the pigeon wing. I do love
shortening bread.
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 Oh, my love. Fill your pocket with shortening bread. That ain't all. Mama gonna do. Mama gonna cook some coffee too. I do love
shortening bread.
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 Mama love
shortening bread.
Papa love
shortening bread.
Baby love
shortening bread.
Everybody love
shortening bread.
I do love
shortening bread.
I caught three in my cornfield. One had a bushel, one had a peck, one had the cornfield round his neck. I do love
shortening bread.
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 All my love
shortening bread.
Papa love
shortening bread.
Baby love
shortening bread.
Everybody love
shortening bread.
I do love shortening bread. Grow up under the shadow of somebody, you know, but man, he shines like the sun. It became known as Prodigal Son, but it started out as That's No Way to Get Along. I'm going home, friends, sit down and tell my mama. Friends, sit down, tell my mom. Well, I'm going home, friends, sit down, tell my mom. Going home, friends, sit down, tell my mom. That's no way for me to get along. Your poor son wrong, they treated the poor son wrong. Get low down people, they treated the poor son wrong. Low down people, they treated the poor son wrong. That's no way for me to get along. They treated me like my poor heart wasn't made from a rock and stone, was made from a rock and stone. Treated me like my poor heart made of a rock and stone. That's no way for me to get along. How about some people? he's dead and gone. Make me wish I'd let him go. That's enough to make a poor son wish he's dead and gone. That's enough to make a poor son wish he's dead and gone. That's no way for me to get along. I stood out on the roadside. I cried alone. All by myself, I cried all by myself. Stood along the roadside, cried all by my. Stood along the roadside, cried all by my. And that's no way for me to get along. I want some train to come and take me all the way from here. Don't take me away from here. Some train to come along, take me away from. Some train to come along, take me away from here. That's no way for me to get along. Let's take it home, Pete.
Angela, I'm just 20 years ago. your eye knocked out, you're gonna get your fill. If you're gonna get your eye knocked out, what is your hill? If you wanna change the world tonight, wanna get your thrill. If you wanna change the world tonight, go march on Capitol Hill.
Sing a song in Spanish that I learned when I was a little kid. It's not often you get applause for saying the word Spanish. We must be in a healthy state. Hey, thanks, Bernie. I congratulated him backstage for being a senator now. And he said, well, it's thanks to this great state they let me do it. A genuine guy, very lucky, and so is he. Remember, we did a benefit concert for him back when he was in the house, out in a field somewhere, remarking to myself, now that's a remarkable politician who will go out into a field for a benefit. You never know. Anyway, I'm digressing. I came back from living in Central America when I was 16. I'd lived there for 9 years, and I saw this tall, gringo, banjo-picking grandpa of mine playing these songs in Spanish, and I said, this has to stop. It's just embarrassing for the rest of us. And he looked at me with a smirk and a smile. He said, well, if it's so bad, why don't you come up on stage and help me out, make it sound a bit better? I said, all right, how hard could it be? And here we are, still 20 years later, still playing music together. So just dawning on me just how hard it really is. Anyway, this song was written by a friend of mine in Argentina. His name is León Gieco. And, he was exiled for writing it. These words that say, I ask of God that I not become indifferent to pain. I ask of God that I not become indifferent to injustice. I ask of God that I not become indifferent to war that tramples on the innocence of all people. I ask of God that I not become indifferent to treason, or if a man should betray his people, let the people never forget the face of the traitor, or the name for which I wear this shirt. The last verse might be the most dangerous verse of all. It says, I ask of God that I never become indifferent to the future. The song is called Solo Le Pido a Dios, written by León Gieco. Thank you.
Va sin solo, sin haber hecho lo suficiente.
Thank you.
to weep. I go into a class these days, I say, good morning, cousins. And I say, well, not first cousins, that's when you have the same grandparents. Not even second or third cousins, that's when you have the same great-grandparents or great-great-grandparents.
no, that's too high. Come on.
Pete's been having problems with his G string.
I say, seriously, go back a long ways. We're all cousins. We've all been doubling and doubling and doubling, all been a doubling down through the years. 2 times 2 is 4. 2 times 4 is 8. 2 times 8 is 16. And the hour is getting late. We've all been a doubling and a doubling and a doubling, we've all been a doubling down through the years. We've all been a doubling and a doubling and a doubling, we've all been a doubling down through the years. I'll try to say it with me. Twice 16 is 32. Next come 64. Next come 128. Do we need to hear more? We've all been a doubling and a doubling and a doubling, we've all been a doubling and a doubling down through the years. We've all been a doubling and a doubling and a doubling, we've all been a doubling and down through the years. Next comes 256. Next 512. Next 1024. Figure it out yourself. We've all been a double and a double and a double, and we've all been a double and down through the years. We've all been a double and a double and a double, and we've all been a double and down through the years. Double 10 more times we have ancestors over 1 billion. Double another 20 times, ancestors over 1 trillion. Now wait a minute, there were never 1 trillion people in the world, at least not yet. And means a lot of our ancestors were marrying cousins. Distant cousins. Small countries like Iceland, they're probably close cousins. But you never know. Everybody in the world is a distant cousin. And of course, this doubling business is still going on. I was arguing with a local politician that the Hudson Valley was doubling in population every 20 years. He says, Pete, if you don't grow, you die. I didn't know what to say except 1 o'clock in the morning. I sat up in bed and said, if it's true that if you don't grow, you die, doesn't it follow that the quicker we grow, the sooner we die? We'll all be a double in a double in a double. We'll all be a double in a down through the years. We'll all be a double in a double in a double. We'll all be a double in a down through the years. So in 10 generations, there'll be 1,000 people where every one is now. And in 20 more generations, there'll be 1 million people where every one is now. Unless we can learn to grow in common sense, grow in generosity maybe. I say grow in the ability to talk with someone you disagree with. And that's why I am more optimistic now than I have been in my whole life. I used to say we have a 50-50 chance of there being a human race here in 100 years, but now I think it's better than 50-50 chance. There's all sorts of little things going on. Took the agricultural revolution thousands of years. It took the industrial revolution hundreds of years. But the information revolution is only taking decades. Who knows? Who knows?
We shall not. We shall not be moved, just like a dream. Thank you.
just the light of mine. I heard it on one of his records, you know, back when they were made of vinyl. Or was it aluminum? It was way back then. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light.
Let it shine.
There's a place called Brattleboro up there in Vermont. Up there in the New England territories, they had farms out there, and the farmers were struggling to meet their payments. I mean, they'd go out there to the combine machine, go get ready to turn it on, the whole machine would disappear. So, then they'd go to put their hay into the barn, go to open the barn door, and the whole barn would disappear. Well, there was a giant downtown. A huge, ugly giant that controlled all the money, and his name was Halliburton. yes, now, there was a couple of young boys, one named Young Pitts and Young Guy, and they used to play musical instruments. Old Pitts played something called the didgeridoo. It looked like he was blowing into trees and things like that. Guy played the mouth organ, and they used to play all the time. Used to keep people awake at all hours of night just blowing up those doggone things. One would be blowing, the other would be sucking. It's so terrible. And he used to play and play and play. And then one day they decided to go down to the farmer's pasture and stir up the heifers. So they started playing for heifers. But all of a sudden, out in the distance, there's a great dark cloud. And you can Blackwater helicopter's coming, it was coming. And it was sprinkling something in the water. It was turning the water black. And the people drank the water, forgot that they had the power to do something about their problems. In fact, they all wanted to go down to this great big giant and demand that he give them some money so that their farms would work again, so that they'd thrive, so that there'd be commerce, there'd be trade, there'd be industry, and there'd be lots and lots of food growing out of the ground. But those helicopters put that stuff in that water and the people forgot that they could maybe get microloans. Little things. Right off the government's radar. And the helicopters came overhead. And this young fellow with his 12-string guitar came by because he knew that when he played that 12-string guitar, it confused the radar on those black helicopters. And the helicopters kept coming and coming, but they couldn't find him.
Let's go to Massachusetts.
Some guy gathered their courage and their strength, and they not only had a stroll of the heifers, they had a march of the heifers.
Guy's story reminded me of an old Nashville tune that I love. How many times have you heard someone say, if I had his money, you know it, I'd do things my way, but little they know that. But little they know that it's so hard to find, it's so hard to find one rich man in 100, one rich man in 100 with a satisfied mind, with a satisfied mind. Once I had money, once I had money, I had fortune and fame, I had fortune and fame. Lord, I had everything. Oh, Lord, I had everything to get ahead in my scheme.
person is a pauper at times, is a pauper at times, compared to the man. This life is over.
When this life is over,
and my time has run out,
and my time has run out,
my friends and relations,
my friends and relations
will miss me no doubt,
will miss me no doubt.
But there's one thing for certain,
but there's one thing for certain,
when it comes my time,
comes my time,
I'll leave this old world.
I'll leave this old world.
Let me really hear you out.
With a satisfied mind.
For money can't buy back.
For money can't buy back
your youth.
Your youth when you're old.
Or a friend when you're lonely. The wealthiest person.
The wealthiest person is a pauper at times
compared to the man.
Compared to the man. With a satisfied mind.
Let's sing that last line again.
Compared to the man.
Cynicism is so easy.
Sitting down at lunch counters, children dancing in the street. To think it all started with Rosa refusing to give up her seat.
You think you think you're done? The battle has just begun. Take it from Dr. King, you too can learn to sing, so drop the gun.
Hey, some of you know this, but let's teach everybody. Don't say it can't be done. See that?
Don't say it can't be done.
The battle's just begun.
The battle's just begun.
Take it from Dr. King.
taken from Dr. King.
See those three lines.
Don't say it can't be done.
The battle.
The battle's just begun.
Take it.
Take it from Dr. King.
You too can learn to sing.
You too can learn to sing.
So drop the gun.
So drop the gun.
Now you know the whole chorus.
Don't say it can't be done. The battle's just begun. Take it from Dr. King. You too can learn to sing. So drop the gun.
Songs, songs, songs kept them going and growing. They didn't know all the millions of seeds that they were sowing. They were singing on marches, even singing in jail. Songs gave them courage to believe they would not fail.
Don't say it can't be done, but that was just begun. Take it from Dr. King, you too can learn to sing, so drop the gun.
Need a trumpet. From Dr. King, we can survive, we can,
we will!
And so we sing.
Don't say it can't be done, the battle's just begun. Take it from Dr. King, you too can learn to sing, so drop the gun.
You're singing better and better and better, put them together.
Don't say it can't be done, the battle's just begun. Take it from Dr. King, you too can learn to sing, so drop the gun.
This tune, I used to have perfect pitch. The song was called I Will Be Your Friend. One line I changed in there, there's one verse that says, if you're lonely and you need somebody to love. Now I change it to, if you're lonely and you need somebody to hug. It's just so warm and fuzzy. Troubles and you need a helping hand.
Yeah.
troubles and you need a helping hand.
If you got trouble.
If you got troubles and you need a helping hand, come to me, I will be your friend.
I will be your friend.
I will be your friend.
Sing it again now.
I will be your friend.
If you got troubles.
If you got troubles and you need a helping hand, come to me, I will.
If you are hungry and you got no place to stay,
if you are hungry and you got no place to stay, come to me, I will be your friend.
I will be your friend.
I will be your friend.
Sing it like you mean it, your neighbors.
Some place to stay, come to me, I will be your friend.
But some of that banjo.
Myself now that I fulfilled my lifelong dream. I have to find some other dream. But on this record, there's a couple other singers, songwriters from Puerto Rico, great heroes of mine, Roy Brown and Tito Auger. And we each brought four songs to the table. and I'd never really done much songwriting in Spanish, so I was at a loss. I decided my strength might better lie in translating than in actual writing. So I translated this old song to my grandpa's that I love. Thought I'd do the bilingual version tonight.
Mm-hmm.
instead of just repeating what I sing, you can sing your own note. Don't you think if you got an idea for some better note to sing, you can slide over and try it? One of these days,
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 or else our school will get the money it needs for smaller classes. And maybe we'll hold a bake sale to build the battleship. One of these days,
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 or else. Johnny will get the money he needs for that operation. And the Air Force will hold a raffle to buy a bomber. Oh, one of these days,
one of these days,
one of these days,
one of these days,
oh, one of these days,
oh, one of these days,
or else. Say the word for good morning or hello in some other language but English. Not everybody at the same time. Okay, everybody at the same time. If you know it in another language, say it. One, two, three. I once had a radio mic and I went up and down the aisle and kept this going for about 10 minutes. You wouldn't dream how many languages. I bet within this room there's probably 100 different languages we all know. In some way, one of these days,
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 one of these days, or else.
Malvina Relic is the great songwriter. She wrote a poem about 35 years ago, a few years before she died. And for 30 years I'd said, somebody should write a melody for that poem. But only just last spring I had a bad cold and I had nothing to do. I was lying in bed trying to get over a cold. And I thought of a tune. If this were on.
Put it in half.
Oh. If this were the sermon, and every other day I think it might, in good part it will be the cause of the great souls in our community. There are a lot of them I've seen them walk in lonely thousands down the city streets, or stand in vigils in the rain, or turn the handle of a print machine.
by or gaze into the camera's eye and answer the question, will the world survive? And they have said, we'll try, we'll try, we'll try.
Sing it with me.
We'll try.
Now you know it, we get some harmony.
If this world survives, and every other day I'm thinking like, in good part it will be because of the great souls in our community. There are a lot of them I've seen and walk in lonely thousands down the city street, or stand in vigils in the rain, or turn the handle of a print machine, or empty their pockets as the plate comes by, or gaze into the camera's eye and answer the question, will the world survive? And they have said, we'll try, we'll try, we'll try.
Now we really need harmony.
We will.
to stop me was a great big sign there. Said private property, but on the other side, it didn't say nothing. That sign was made for you and me.
Yo soy un hombre sincero, de donde crece la palma, y antes de morir me quiero echar mis versos de la luna. Thank you. cultivo una rosa blanca en junio como el dedo. Cultivo una rosa blanca en junio como heredero para un amigo sincero. ¿Quién me da su mano franca? El corazón con que vivo, y para el cruel quien me arranca el corazón con que vivo. Cardo mi ortiga, cultivo, cultivo una rosa blanca. My verses are light green, but they are also flaming red. I cultivate a white rose in June and in January for the sincere friend who gives me his hand, and for the cruel one who would cut out this heart with which I live. I do not cultivate thistles nor nettles. I cultivate a white rose. These are the words of José Martí of Cuba, one of the finest poets of all time. He wrote these verses in the Catskill Mountains of New York State in the late 1800s. And about 80 some odd years later, my grandpa here was playing at a summer camp about 13 miles from the log cabin where José Martí penned the words. And the students, the the campers, said, "You gotta meet our counselor. He's got a song that you gotta learn." They dragged out this shy young Cuban fella. He sang my grandpa Guantanamera for the first time. My grandpa was just one link in the chain, spreading this song all around the world. The song spread from guitar picker to guitar picker, singer to singer. And it just proves that you don't have to be a hit on the radio to make a difference. The last verse says, "With the poor people of this world, I want to cast my lot and share my fate. For the little stream of the mountain pleases me more than the ocean. Con los pobres de la tierra quiero yo mi suerte echar. Con los pobres de la tierra quiero yo mi suerte echar. El arroyo de la sierra me complace más que el mar."
Thank you.
Hitchhiker, my grandpa Pete.